From Shaw Partners, or Shaw and Partners, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
50 points it was.
Yeah, we got it, didn't we? Gold star to the Monetary Policy Committee. Did we not call this yesterday morning, Mike?
We did indeed.
We did indeed.
And they were listening.
Yeah. The RBNZ, Monetary Policy Committee, have lowered their official cash rate to 2.5%, has been broadly reported in the last sort of 24 hours. Look, a 50 basis point cut. I saw it referred to as a super cut. I don't think it's a super cut. They've done 50 points plenty of times, but it is out of the ordinary. A few key points here, Mike. It was a consensus call. No votes needed. I think that gives you a feeling, doesn't it, for the mood of the committee, because there was some debate as to whether or not we'd get that consensus. Well, we did. The thing you need to do after these things is you've got to read the summary record of the meeting, because that's where the good oil is. So here are the key points. Straight away at the start of that, they acknowledge that inflation is at the top of the band, but it's expected to return to, and this is what I not think broadly talked about, it's expected to return to the midpoint of 2% in the first half of 2026. Mm. So it comes back quite quickly. Tradables are dissipating, domestic pressures, spare capacity will moderate those. They're not discounting the possibility that inflation will put above the boundary, so over 3%. So don't be surprised if you see that. They said economic activity was weak in the mid part of the year. Yep, that's sort of self-evident, wasn't it? Significant spare capacity in the economy. They keep on stressing this, and that's what allowing them to move the cash rate down. The new data they've seen recently suggests downside risk to GDP and activity, and some music to the ears of the construction industry. The sector will improve and recover from mid 2026. There'll be hallelujahs all over the place. They considered 25 and or 50 basis point cut. That through their discussions, they put more weight on the risk of excess caution by households and businesses. And I think this is the absolutely correct call. They had to make a judgment call. They've done that. Yep. If you keep having that caution, that means you get subdued economic activity and subdued employment market. That persists. So they wanted to provide a clear signal that supports consumption and growth. It's all good stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I'm just sad it took them so long to get there, though.
It got there in the end. You know, remember that old British Rail ad from, I don't know, might have been the night, we're getting there. They used to say, we're getting there. The door is very much open to a range of outcomes in November. They're open to further reductions, the OCR. We referred to that yesterday, that scenario yesterday morning as well. So they could pause, they could do 25 basis points in November. Look, they've brought to the table the easing they talked about in August. That's a good move. Market reaction, it did shift interest rates a little bit lower. Swap rate, the 1 year down 10 basis points. Across the yield curve, sort of circa 3 to 5 basis points lower. The market is another 25 basis point cut fully priced in at the November meeting. Look, Mike, I'm not sure about that. I'm not sure about that. I think we've got to wait.
Chill on that, Andrew.
Yes, yes. Well, you know, occasionally I do, you know, I do put a line in the sand. The market is 50-50 over further moves next year. So that's 50-50 on another 25 basis points. Currency got smacked. It was at 0.58 against the US, went to 0.5740, has bounced back overnight. We're still below 88 cents against the Australian dollar. What you would say is the exporters would be quite happy, but those holidays just getting a little bit more expensive, aren't they?
Are we celebrating the NZX?
We are celebrating the NZX, Mike. I have been waiting almost 5 years to say this. I deliberately didn't mention this when talking about the OCR because I wanted to give it its own little segment. The NZX 50 index yesterday, new record high. The rest of the world has got there ages ago. We have finally got there. We've been a huge laggard, but no more. We're back, baby. The NZX 50 is there.
give me the numbers.
Hey, the US market is looking quite good. The shutdown hasn't stopped the bulls from keeping running. The Dow Jones, 46,752. That's up 150 points, 0.32%. The S&P 500 is up over 0.5%, 6,750. And the NASDAQ up 198 points, 0.2%. 0.87%, 22,988. FTSE 100 up 0.69% overnight, 65 basis points, 9,548. The Nikkei coming back a little bit after that big surge the other day, down just under 0.5%, 215 points, 47,734. Shanghai Composite, I think they still haven't traded, so it's still at the same level. The ASX 200 down 9,8947, and the NZX 50, as I said, up 37 points, just over 0.25%, 13,568. Kiwi dollar, 0.5775, against the US, 0.8781 Aussie. The euro, 0.4977, against the pound, 0.4315. Against the Japanese yen, 88.22. Now gold. Now you would have thought $4,000, bit of a resistance. We'd do a bit of a dance around the $4,000. Nah, we've just went straight through $4,057 this morning. That's a real. I think this is a real showing real concerns about what's happening in the US. Is this gold price $4,057 and Brent crude $66.29.
Catch up tomorrow, Andrew Kelleher, Shaw and Partners.